The US 30-year yield just hit 5.19%, a 17-year high, and FII sold 2,457 crore yesterday alone. Is this the yield wall that breaks the DII floor?
Cautious yield overhang. Range 23,450 to 23,900. GIFT Nifty signals flat near 23,590. No panic, but no conviction either. The DII bought 3,801 crore yesterday and held 23,600. The floor is real. The question is whether it holds as a fifth FII sell session compounds.
You said DII absorbed it, but that's five sell sessions in six from FII. What's driving the exit?
The yield move is the mechanism. At 5.19% on the US 30-year, the cost of capital gap between US bonds and Indian equities widens every week yields hold there. FII selling 2,457 crore yesterday is the direct transmission. This is not a sentiment move. It is a discount rate adjustment.
Trump paused the Iran strike. Tehran says many more surprises. Brent's at 110.85. What does that pause actually mean for Hormuz on day 81?
The ceasefire window is conditional and self-announced. Tehran's language keeps reversal risk alive inside 2 to 3 days. Brent does not break below 108 on a pause alone. For OMCs and aviation, the cost pressure continues. BPCL already printed PAT down 58% quarter on quarter to 3,191 crore. That quantifies what $110 Brent actually does to margins.
BPCL down 58% QOQ, but the year-on-year headline was positive. Is the market reading that wrong?
The sequential read is the right one. The 4,349 crore BPRL impairment sits inside that number. But the Brent margin compression is structural, not one-off. HPCL and IOC carry identical import cost exposure. Brent above 110 into Q1 FY27 means the damage extends forward, not just backward.
The rupee hit 96.60 intraday, Asia's worst 2026. IT posted its third straight session of gains. Is that bifurcation the real story today?
Exactly. The rupee at 96.52 makes every dollar revenue line wider in rupee terms automatically. Infi led at plus 4.51%. Nifty IT added 918 points yesterday, third consecutive session. Banks went the other direction. Kotak Bank fell 2.4%, dragging Bank Nifty down 127 points. The rupee is simultaneously the tailwind and the warning sign.
You flag Bajaj Finance as a watch. The yield story hits NBFCs too, right?
Directly, RBI's capital buffer tightening week, IFR amendments plus the countercyclical buffer review compresses NBFC return on equity. Rate cuts deferral extends NIM pressure. With the US 30-year anchoring global rates higher, the RBI's window to cut narrows further. Bajaj Finance is the read on how that transmission lands domestically.
And the closing read?
The US 30-year at 5.19% is not a temporary spike. It reflects bond market capitulation to a world where energy stays expensive, deficits stay wide, and central banks stay cautious. For India, that ceiling raises the FII exit probability each week yields hold above 5%. The rupee's 7% year-to-date slide is the other side. It builds a mechanical floor under IT and pharma export earnings that domestic investors are now pricing. The war is the overhang, not the verdict. A confirmed Iran deal collapses Brent, reverses the rupee slide, reopens the RBI rate cut path, and rotates the entire sector map in a single session. Until that confirmation arrives, the structural India thesis is intact, but the range is defined by these two competing forces, a yield wall capping FII appetite and a weak rupee supporting earnings quality in export sectors.